The Virgin Way, How to Listen, Learn, Laugh and Lead. Written by Richard Branson and read by Adrian Mulroney with an introduction from Richard Branson. Sometimes the greatest leadership lessons come from the most unexpected places. Some elements of leadership are almost certainly genetic, and there is no escaping the fact that we are all products of our upbringing and our environment. As the saying goes, an apple never falls far from the tree that bore it. Well, as anyone who knows my mother Eve or my late father Ted will testify, I am certainly no exception to the rule. I recognize a lot of traits in myself that I have clearly inherited from my parents, mostly good, although just a few of the things that drove me nuts about my mum and dad when I was a kid almost certainly had the same effect on my own children. From my first memories of her, my mum was always on the go, buzzing around the place. She had a seemingly limitless imagination for coming up with new business ideas. I don't recall her ever considering herself an entrepreneur. That was probably only because I don't think the word existed back then, and if it did, nobody knew what it meant. But she was certainly the definition of enterprising. Eve is a human whirlwind. No matter what the latest big thing was, she'd always manage the whole process by herself, from developing the ideas, to crafting the products, to making deals with distributors, delivering and selling the goods. Nobody else could get in her way. It was her show and hers alone. I remember being very impressed by one of her more successful ventures, which was building and selling wooden tissue boxes and waste paper bins. This one made it to some fairly swanky stores, but they were generally more local ventures. She was absolutely tenacious and taught me never to cry over spilt milk. If an item didn't sell, she'd just write it off, learn from the experience, and quite dispassionately move on and try something else. My sisters and I were always being dragged in as unpaid child labour, a labour of love, she'd call it, or the household chores would be delegated to us while Mum was in manufacturing mode. Obviously, I didn't realise it at the time, but there was unquestionably a lot of osmosis going on in that house that would stand me in good stead later in life.